students familiar with this book?
Yes.
Parts of it have already been read out in court. It's by a survivor. A prisoner who survived. Ilana Martha. She was in the camp when she was a child, wasn't she? She was with her mother.
Yes.
In the book, she describes a selection process. At the end of the month's labor, every month, 60 inmates were selected. They were picked out to be sent from the satellite camp back to Auschwitz. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And so far, each of your fellow defendants has specifically denied being part of that process. Now, I'm going to ask you, were you part of it?
Yes.
So you helped make the selection?
Yes.
You admit that? Then tell me, how did that selection happen?
There were 6 guards, so we decided we'd choose 10 people each. That's how we did it every month. We'd all choose 10.
Are you saying your fellow defendants took part in the process?
We all did.
Even though they've denied it. Saying we all is easier than saying I alone, isn't it, Miss Schmitz? Did you not realize that you were sending these women to their deaths?
Yes, but there were new arrivals. New women were arriving all the time, so the old ones had to make room for the new ones.
I'm not sure you understand.
We couldn't keep everyone. There wasn't
room. But what I'm saying, let me rephrase. To make room, you were picking women out and saying you and you and you have to be sent back to be killed.
Well, what would you have done? Should I never have signed up at Siemens?
Miss Martha, they're ready for you now.
Where's Michael?
I don't know.
In your book, you describe the process of selection.
Yes. You were made to work, and then when you were no longer any use to them, then they sent you back to Auschwitz to be killed.
Are there people here today who made that selection?
Yes.
I need you to identify them. Can you please point them out?
Her. And her. Her. And her. Her. And her.
Thank you. Please continue.
Each of the guards will choose a certain number of women. Hannah Schmitz chose differently.
In what way differently?
She had favorites. Girls, mostly young. We all remarked on it. She gave them food, places to sleep. In the evening, she asked them to join her, and we all thought, well, you can imagine what we thought. And then we found out She was making these women read aloud to her. They were reading to her. At first we thought this god is more sensitive, she's more human. She's kinder. Often she chose the weak, the sick. She picked them out, she seemed to be protecting them almost. But then she dispatched them.
Is that kinder?
I want to move on now to the march.
As I understand it, you and your daughter were marched for many months.
In the winter of 1944, our camp was closed down. We were told we had to move on, but the plan kept changing every day. Women were dying all around us in the snow. Half of us died on the march. My daughter says in the book, less a death march, more a death gallop.
Please tell us about the night in the church.
That night we actually thought we were lucky because we had a roof over our heads.
Go on.
We'd arrived in the village. As always, the guards took the best quarters. They took the priest's house. But they let us sleep in a church. There was a bombing raid in the middle of the night. The church was hit. At first, we could only hear the fire. It was in the steeple. Then we could see burning beams. And they began to crash to the floor. Everyone rushed. Rushed to the doors. But the doors had been locked on the outside.
The church burned down. Nobody came to open the doors. Is that right?
Nobody.
Even though you were all burning to death? How many people were killed?
Everyone was killed.
But you survived. Thank you. I want to thank you for coming to this country today to testify.